You're listening to The Experimental Stuff. I'm your host, Nicole Gonzalez, and this is episode number 4. We're talking today about I Was Late for the Sale, again.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it. To receive your sales and use tax account number, you must either register online using the online business registration portal, or send the completed NCBR form, a business registration application, to the address on the bottom of the application. You can file your sales and use tax returns and make payments via e-services for businesses or by calling the e-services helpline at 1-877-308-9103 Monday through Friday, monthly, with advance payment. Sales and use tax filers are required to electronically file the form E-500 and electronically pay. A wholesale dealer, who is not required to file sales and use tax returns, and who makes only one time during the 12-month period, a taxable sale or use of goods to users, consumers, or non-registered dealers, is required to file only a return for that month, and to pay any taxes owed, within 20 days of the end of the month in which the sale or purchase was made. Failure by the wholesale merchant to file such records on sales of the item subjects the wholesale merchant to tax liability at the rates applicable to retail sales of the item. Businesses located outside the state of Mississippi, and that are not required to collect and remit Mississippi sales taxes, may be required to collect Mississippi use tax on behalf of their customers, generally known as the seller's use tax, if their sales into Mississippi exceed $250,000 in any 12-month period. Sales of tangible personal property and services to Mississippi public schools are exempt from sales and use taxes. Sales for export are not subject to Mississippi sales and use tax when the seller is required, as a condition of sale, to transport or deliver the property to a place other than Mississippi. Businesses engaged solely in making bulk sales who want a permit for bulk purchases exempt from sales tax must apply for a permit to collect Mississippi sales tax or seller use tax. The buyer should always bring in the proper letter of exemption issued by the Revenue Department, such as the sales tax or seller's use tax permit, a certificate of material purchase, an express payment authorization, or an ordinance. Every seller who is granted a sales tax permit should file returns on time to the Department of Revenue, according to the frequency you are filing. Even if no sales taxes were collected for that month, quarter, or year, you are required to file a zero return, or report your total sales, even if tax was zero. If you have less than $1,000 of sales tax liability in the preceding 12-month period beginning July 1 and ending June 30, the department will inform you by letter that you are changing to an annual reporting status. Wholesale businesses with sales tax liabilities of $180 or less a year may file annual. The business must file for a new sales tax number in order to report and pay sales and use taxes. For a new or used car, sales tax is 7% of the purchase price, less any trade-ins and other discounts. Sales and use tax rates are 4.5% for sale of a motor vehicle to a non-resident member, or member and spouse jointly, of the Armed Forces of the United States, serving full-time on active duty in Connecticut. At the time of the visit, a plaque, vehicle registration, and title will be issued to you, following the payment of all title and registration fees, as well as payment of 6% sales tax. If you are unable to visit DMV in a timely fashion to have your vehicle registered and to remit sales tax to the DMV by your due tax date, you can contact the Department of Revenue's Excise Tax Section to make a direct payment of sales tax prior to the tax due date in order to avoid penalties and interest assessments. To avoid late fees, sales tax must be paid on or before the 20th of the month following the month of purchase, even if vehicles are unregistered. If purchase contract specifies 5-day period for attorneys to inspect, it is possible to withdraw from sale within this period with no legal consequences. If a home's appraisal comes back lower, and financing is denied the buyer by his lender, your contract can be cancelled. Even after the property goes into a tax foreclosure, you may have options for saving your home. You may be able to recover your home after the tax foreclosure sale, either by buying it back, or putting it on hold. Most jurisdictions that sell tax deeds offer the option of reclaiming your property after a sale, allowing you to get back your property. In this article, you will find out how property tax sales
work, and how you can potentially save your home, even after the tax sale has taken place. A qualified foreclosure attorney, tax attorney, or realtor can answer your questions about how the process works where you live, and the specific steps you will need to take to save your home from tax sale. If your business is going to sell, lease, or lease any personal tangible property, you will have to obtain a sales tax account, license and file sales tax returns, use your proper tax identification number to file sales and use tax returns. If you are closing the business, make sure you have filed the final tax return, checking the box and entering your business final date. Use line A, B, or C to claim other deductions that are not listed in the deductions listed in the form OS-114. Remember that deductions listed in line the 8th of May never total gross receipts amounts listed in line 1, 2, or 3 of your sales and use tax return. Be cautious in choosing a time frame you are filing a return. Typically, the sales and use tax registration number is 10 or 11 digit number ending in 001. Lottery tickets sales also must be included in line 3, receipts exempt from state taxes.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Nicole and this was episode 4 of the Experimental Stuff. See y'all next time.